This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Jim the Flagpole Guy, IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, one of our fine sponsors. And we didn't quite finish before the last break, so I asked Jim to stay around for a moment here to tell me how you can get a hold of him and by when. You were saying that 28 calls one day, 28 calls the next day, 32 calls, which I love because it means the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind are the Patriots I thought they were, and they are calling Jim the Flagpole Guy to get on his schedule. So if folks want that flag flying, by the time this year's done, they need to call you. Get on that list now, correct?
That is correct, Scott. Sooner the better. We get things lined up. I'm trying to save people money on shipping costs, so we go to pick up our own poles, and that way I can save people money, and I'm going next week to get a load, and then it'll be another month before I get another one, so we'll want to be on the following month's list. Just so happy. I just want to just say thank you to America. You know, with all everything that's going on and all the negativity and everything, I'm here on the grassroots level, and I get to experience the loving kindness and warmth of the American, you know, traditionalists, and there's so much of us. There's so many of us. You know, the media's not going to want to tell you that. They want to, you know, scream about all these fires everywhere. But, you know, America, just got to remember that you're doing good, and doing the next right thing, the next right reason is going to power us right through this. And let's pray for our country and just love one another. That's great advice.
I have. It's great advice, and you're right. There's a lot of goodness out there. There's no doubt. But just got to remind yourself of that once in a while. Don't turn your TV on because you'll start going the other way. But if you just go out and talk to people. Jim is at Dvorak Motors in the Bismarck today, putting up 11 flagpoles. Way to go, Dvorak Motors. That's fantastic. And then Napoleon later today, or is it Napoleon tomorrow? Napoleon's tomorrow, right?
Napoleon tomorrow. I would just like to thank Mr. Bruce Doolittle for being so patient. He's an awesome American.
All right. So many out there. Thank you, Jim. Have fun. We'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Jim, the flagpole guy. There he is. Business built on chatting with us on the radio. It's so great. 701-571-FLAG is the telephone number, or you can find them online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Great website. Love it. Lynn Helms is here. Lynn's the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. These are challenging times. That's an understatement in the oil and gas arena. And we have a new set of numbers to look through here and talk a little bit about how we get through this rough patch. Lynn, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for giving me the time to talk about North Dakota's oil and gas industry and what's happening out there. Of course, we're talking May numbers here. We're always 2 months back when we report the numbers, and May was one of the worst months I've ever seen for oil and gas in the state of North Dakota. We have titled it or called it a five-alarm fire. As you know, we started in, I think it was the end of March, with OPEC Plus and their agreement falling apart, and then towards the end of March, the COVID pandemic came along. We've got the Dakota Access order and the appeals going on there. We've got a tariff proposal by our gas exporting pipeline company, Northern Border, and then we've got changes to the BLM flaring waste rules and the NEPA rules. So definitely a five-alarm fire.
Yeah, and you mentioned you'd never seen anything like May. That's alarming to me to know someone that watches this as closely as you do, obviously, and as the lead regulator, or the agency that does the regulation, would know. And it's not fun, although it's, I guess, not a surprise either. If we had the July numbers today, would they be less ugly than May?
Yeah, we think so, much less. We took a look. We did an informal poll last week of our operators, and after the stay on the Dakota Access pipeline shutdown, operators got back busy putting wells back on, and so we think that somewhere around 2,500 wells that were shut in have been put back on, and we've gone from over 600,000 barrels a day shut in to probably a little over 300,000. So about half of that production has been restored. So we should be, in the month of July, back at that million barrel a day number.
And, of course, the Dakota Access Pipeline is the great unknown, right? I mean, it's obviously back in a position where it's not scheduled to be shut down, but there is still court action that could return it to that point. Walk me through what that would mean. When you talk about May being ugly, May had the Dakota Access Pipeline access to market for the North Dakota oil. Obviously, not as much oil going, but if it was shut down while this EIS is completed, what would the impact be?
Well, we always like to put it in terms of the price points. And so when we have looked at what happened in May with the COVID pandemic and everything falling apart, we saw industry drop their production by about 30%. Well, to put those wells back on production, they need $40 per barrel West Texas. In order to actually go out and begin completing wells that have been drilled but have not yet been completed, they need probably $45 West Texas. And to put drilling rigs back to work, we got to get to $55 West Texas. Well, without Dakota Access, you have to add $6 to every one of those prices. So $40 becomes $46, and $50 becomes $56, and $55 becomes $61. And those numbers are way out in the future. So everything that needs to be done in order to put North Dakota's oil industry back to work, to start generating revenue for royalty owners and tax revenue, and get these jobs back to work, and you know, spending money in the local communities, all of those things are pushed out months into the future with an additional $6 added on the West Texas price. And that's because it costs more to get that oil to market by rail.
Yeah, amazing. $6 per barrel of oil additional cost if you don't have the outlet of the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's just, phenomenal. There's so many calculations you can do there, because number one, does the drilling happen or not? That's one, right? Like you were saying. Number two, okay, when you're able to do it and not have that discount, the additional tax dollars that are generated as a result of that are pretty incredible too. It's just, that uncertainty. We don't know. We just don't know what this court is going to do. You know, that's the challenge. Did I understand correctly that the price was back to the point where some people were beginning, the capital was in place and the actual drilling operations were being scheduled, drilling rigs on the way. I've heard reports of them literally turning around when the Dakota Access Pipeline decision came down. Did that stop activity that was going to happen, Lynn?
Well, it absolutely sent workover rigs back to the yard. Those rigs were headed out to the field to put wells back on production, and that extra $6 a barrel turned them around and sent them back to the yard. We also had on the schedule for two additional frac crews to come to North Dakota and take advantage of the nice weather we're having and to complete some wells, and they were sent back to the shop. So it took us from three potential frac crews back down to one. And so absolutely, you know, in terms of the drilling rigs, I think people are looking out a year before they're really going to start taking drilling rigs out of the yard. And again, that will depend on that oil price impact. What happens to the oil price, and is that extra $6 going to be tacked on? But there's no question. Workover rigs and frac crews were sent back to the shop.
What is, just stepping back from all this and looking at it globally, you've seen ups, you've seen downs, you know this industry well, you came from the industry, you know, regulate the industry, you have interactions with these people and their decisions. What if somebody says, Lynn, what's things going to look like in 2 years? Are we going to, yes, it was a tough period, but come out of this? or is this now a change in the whole landscape of, you know, the battle we have with the Permian and the cost of oil there? What's your thoughts on what the future looks like?
Well, when you look out 2 years, Scott, and it's always dangerous to predict the future, but our expectation is that 2019 may well have been the peak demand for liquid fuels worldwide. And there's a good possibility that we'll never get completely back to that level. I know the EIA projects that we'll get there third, fourth quarter of next year. But that's a little bit questionable. All depends on how this whole thing rolls out and how the world economy changes. So there could be a permanent change in the world's demand for crude oil, and that'll affect all of our shale basins, but with the DAPL uncertainty, it'll affect us the most.
Yeah, that's the really challenging part of all this. More with Lynn Hellis. Questions or comments for him are welcome. 701-258-0550. On What's On Your Mind, text us at 701-367-2054. More after this from the way.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds 5 ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Take it, bar, steak, and pour it all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain.
20 past the hour, we continue on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Like so many in this industry, just battling right now. They turn into the storm. They've gotten through storms before. This is just a bigger storm, as you hear Lynn say, but they've been through them before. They, in fact, they have that buffalo spirit where you turn to the storm. the storm is, you know, barreling in. Most people are like, oh, button down the hatches, I'll be getting out of here, you know. No, they turn into the storm. So the buffalo does, goes into the storm. And they love that spirit of North Dakotans. And the employees of Oasis Petroleum demonstrate that every single day here as well. So our thanks to Oasis Petroleum for recognizing that buffalo spirit in North Dakotans and also sponsoring our 24-7 hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Back with more with Len Helms. We're talking about May's production numbers with the director's cut today on the program, and also just a little bit about the impacts from the Dakota Access Pipeline. If you have questions or comments, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Texter says, thank God for all those oil rail cars. BNSF could have scrapped all those oil cars after the Dakota Access Pipeline began transporting oil in 2017. Are there enough oil rail cars? Though I remember that being an issue prior to the pipeline. It also crowds off, obviously, ag products off the market. And as you've pointed out as well, is spendy. But if, you know, the what ifs of the Dakota Access Pipeline, you almost got to set aside right now to see until it's resolved. In the meantime, as the price comes back up, is the transportation capacity there with rail cars, Len?
Yeah, I appreciate that text coming in. And so it's our understanding and discussing with the rail shippers and the railroads that they can rebuild that capacity back to the 800,000 barrels a day that we peaked out at in, I believe it's 2013, but that'll take time. So they have enough cars and engines and everything to pretty much immediately add 100,000 to 200,000 barrels a day. That still puts a cap on our production. But then they think that they can add 100,000 barrels a day each month and eventually get us back to that 2013 peak. But we're talking 7, 8, 9 months out there. So it would be the end of the year at best before we could be back up to full rail shipping capacity. And, of course, you got the chicken and egg thing. If your price point for putting the well back on was $40 and now it's $46, do you put the well back on? And if you don't put the well back on, you don't need the rail car. So becomes a little bit of a waiting game. And it's uncertainty that really kills capital investment. So we're working hard to try to make sure North Dakota comes out of this with the best possible business climate. So when capital starts to flow back in to frack wells and drill wells, that it comes here.
But to your earlier point, many believe peak demand has happened. It's in the rearview mirror. Then you have COVID, which takes the bottom out of demand. And you got to build that back little by little. I take it from your comments earlier that you see peak demand as something that's, you know, we've seen our peak. The actual demand is not coming back. Do you believe COVID is going to be responsible for removing some of that demand? So it's not going to come back. It's going to go away. Like what? Transportation? I mean, like, airline fuel, jet fuel? Is that, where would that demand reduction come from?
That's exactly what the thinking is that the world economy changes that happened as a result of the pandemic permanently reduced ocean-going shipment of goods and air travel and the demand for jet fuel. So that's where the reduction in demand will occur. We think, you know, ag is going to remain strong, that ground transportation demand for gasoline and diesel and for construction, that'll all come back, but a lot of people really believe that air demand for jet fuel and for bunker crude to drive the big ocean-going ships that has peaked and that there will be a permanent reduction in that demand. And ocean-going vessels burn 15% of the daily crude oil demand, so that's enormous. Jet fuel is almost as much, about 12%.
I know that three judges actually in the D.C. Circuit Court will ultimately decide whether or not the Dakota Access Pipeline continues to operate while the environmental impact statement is done. If those judges decide, no, go ahead and shut it down, You know, there's obviously things the president could do. We'd expect, I suppose, executive orders or something. There'll be a battle. I don't think that'll be the final decision. If you get some certainty on it that it is going to continue to operate, and the price of oil hovers in these 40s to mid-40s, do you think that is the ticket, or then we're going to have a question of waiting until the election is decided? I mean, is 2020 just a bust at this point? We've got to look ahead to 2021 and what it's going to look like?
I would agree with your last statement, Scott. 2020 is pretty much a bust at this point. The best we can hope for is to get these wells back on production and get back above a million barrels a day. The key thing is going to be, as companies do their budgets in October, November, December for next year, what are their expectations for prices? And, you know, we're fortunate in North Dakota that we've got a lot of large publicly traded companies. They've got the capital, if need be, to make 2021 a much better year. And so they will be watching as these uncertainties are the boxes are checked off. But really, the big uncertainty is that first week in November.
Last question for you, Lynn, has to do with the revenue generated for the state. The dollars as a result of all of this activity. Of course, the oil and gas industry pays over half the taxes in the state of North Dakota that are paid by everybody. So pretty extraordinary number. What do you, you know, you're going to get asked by the legislature, hey, what's the forecast going to look like here for the next biennium? How do you answer that question?
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to have a revenue advisory group meeting here in August, and we'll have to take a look at what the NYMEX traders believe the future of oil prices are, but they're going to be a lot less robust than they were, you know, projected going into this biennium. May dug us a pretty good hole, but we went into May with a surplus in terms of revenue for state government. So I think we're going to be okay through this biennium, but as we look further out, we're going to have to reduce our expectations for revenue and for spending. Because that oil price, that $48.50 that this biennium was budgeted at, just isn't out there in the NYMEX projections. And we're going to have to temper our production estimates based on the fact that drilling rigs aren't coming back until late next year, and frac crews maybe mid-next year. So production will be down as well.
All right, fascinating review. Kind of depressing. You know, you can't look at the numbers in May and see 858,000 barrels of oil, knowing that the high was a 1.5 million, and say, "Wow!" But it is what it is. It's part of what everybody's looking at right now in the way of bottom lines with the coronavirus impact. And thankfully, we've got great leaders to marshal us through these challenging times. Lynn, thanks. We appreciate you.
Hey, great to be here, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You too. More coming up, folks.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have 1 tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1.4 million Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, well above the normal pre-pandemic average, and also 100,000 more than the week before, when analysts had forecast a slight drop in the week-to-week claim numbers. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler met with jeers, expletives, and calls to resign when he met with demonstrators last evening outside of the Justice Center in that city. He was asked why Portland police weren't arresting the federal agents that the president sent to the city.
I don't want police officers taking sides politically. They have to be content neutral and agnostic.
Tropical storm Gonzalo could turn into Hurricane Gonzalo later today. It's several hundred miles east of the Caribbean islands with winds of 65 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
PetroServe USA has some great lunch lineup today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. You get both at PetroServe USA and hamburger hot dish. The West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. Who doesn't like hamburger hot dish? I'm sorry. If you don't like hamburger hot dish, you must be from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, this is just the most American of lunches ever. There's also chicken marinara. Love a good chicken marinara. 12th Avenue, Fargo, location I-29 at PetroServe USA. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood today off I-29 in Valley City. Exit 292, your choice, pulled pork or French dip sandwiches. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. PetroServeUSA.com for all the goodies. And if you're there, you might as well pick up Pizza Corner Pizzas, two for $11, too. And four-for-four deals at all the PetroServe USA locations. Valley Dairy Stores in the North Valley. Part of the PetroServe USA family, too. Best caramel rolls on earth. And you'll find those at many PetroServe USA locations as well. All right, our next guest represents a group of folks that I don't know that I can think of. You know, our military certainly up there at times of war. We constantly think about what they're undergoing. But these folks, they're in a war right now every day in many cities in America. I'm talking about law enforcement. I'm talking about police and peace officers. The Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association Executive Director Brian Peters is with us today on the program. Brian, thanks for taking the time for us.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for those nice opening comments.
Well, my heart aches to see what law enforcement is going through right now. I mean, it's one thing when it's law enforcement up against a bunch of crazy thugs, and you know, you deal with criminals all the time. That's fine. But the lack of support for law enforcement, and the media jumped to, we need police reform. We got to fix the cops. And, you know, let's defund the cops. Or all these. Do you recall another time ever like this?
No. And it's unfortunate that to me a very small minority group is allowed to have such a large voice right now. We know that 85% of the residents here across the state of Minnesota support their cops. And, the group that is boisterous right now, unfortunately, is causing a lot of damage to the reputation of cops, and I'll say rank and file cops. And the leaders of Minneapolis and St. Paul have again just abandoned their police departments by pointing out the blame in this as the rank and file police officer that puts on that uniform every day to protect and serve, put their lives on the line. And it's just really unfortunate. And, you know, the leaders of these cities need to look in the mirror and start looking at the mistakes that they have made for a very long time in some of these cities.
You know, I have to think it's politics more than it's a personal belief that, the cops are the bad guys here. I don't know. Am I wrong? I mean, for instance, if Jacob Fry, does Jacob Fry really think if you defund the police department and goes along with the members of his city council who want to defund the police department, that Minneapolis will be a better place? That there will be actually be law and order? That people would want to live there? Would I go to a Twins game in that environment ever from outstate Minnesota? Of course not. I mean, I have to think that he can't really believe this would make things better, that it's more about this is a good political position for me. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, when this incident happened and the rioting started, you know, you had former Mayor R.T. Ryback, who ran the city for, I think it was either 12 or 14 years. You had the former chief, Janae Harteau, also coming out, pointing the finger at Bob Kroll and the union. And, you know, the union and the police officers have been the wall that has stopped any progress. I mean, isn't that just absolutely ridiculous? And then you have Jacob Fry doing the same thing. The leaders are, pointing the finger over here so we don't look at what they're doing over here. And defunding the police is just a ridiculous concept. And you're seeing it now with the violence in Minneapolis. You know, that violence, you know, I was a police officer in the city of Brooklyn Center that borders North Minneapolis. That violence exists every day. The difference right now is you don't have the cops out there, controlling it. And that's why we're seeing shootings going up. It's just craziness. So defunding the police department is an absolutely ridiculous concept.
Is it a real thing? I mean, I know that they keep voting for it. Everything I've seen, I think ultimately it goes to a vote of the people, right? Does it continue to, live on beyond the immediate, white hot situation with George Floyd?
I think this will calm down. The violence is only demonstrating the need for police. And, you know, what's been interesting in this whole over the last 6-7 weeks, again, is that false narrative that the cops are to blame. But, you know, what the other city politicians continually talk about is how much support they have for the current chief of police, Medario Arredondo. And, you know, he's going to be that leader that changes and transforms that police department. Well, let's not forget that July 26th of 2019, Chief Arredondo went to that city council and said, I need 400 officers over the course of 5 years to maintain public safety and to give exceptional service to our citizens. And what did they give them? They gave them 14. Oh. So, you know, the city council and the mayor have not supported their police department. And now you have droves of officers leaving that department because they feel abandoned. And so the situation, I think, is only going to increase from a violent standpoint because you don't have the police officers out there protecting and serving.
I see that one of the council members, the son of Keith Ellison, the attorney general of Minnesota, Jeremiah Ellison, said we're also seeing, quite frankly, our police force express a deep resentment of our city and abandoning our city. We're seeing that in the form of officers either resigning or, you know, making claims of harm that they themselves caused and taking advantage of that. And we do have officers who are rushing to find their way out of their obligation to our constituents in a myriad of ways. Is there a shred of truth to any of that?
No, and I think you probably saw the press release that we released. You know, here you have a council member that has not engaged with the police department. He is not engaged one iota with the police department to really look at how he, as a politician, can support that police department. And, you know, for me as a leader in an organization, you need to understand the organization that you serve. And there's many people on that council that have failed to do that. And they've created such a hostile work environment for officers that you do see a lot of police officers that were close to retirement leaving. The emotional stress that they have gone through with giving up the third precinct is incredible. If you haven't seen Tom Lydon of Fox 9 did a minute-by-minute account of the third precinct and giving that up. And if you don't know, that decision to give up the police department was made that morning. as a symbolic gesture to the protesters, thinking that by giving up the third precinct, they would stop. Well, it only emboldened them to continue to loot and set fire to the entire city. So again, when we look at the leaders and the decisions that they made, it's horrible. And they left their cops to die. And they left their cops to, have to now experience weeks of rioting, having stuff thrown at them. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Derek Chauvin, the officer that is no longer an officer that was responsible, according to the charge, of George Floyd's death. I mean, I don't think anybody can defend that. You just see it black and white. You know what happened. A number of the other officers have been arrested as well. Do you have a position on whether or not they have the guilt that they've been charged with? It seemed like they were just throwing everybody they could, as charges and getting them behind bars. Don't doubt it about Chauvin, but should the others have been charged with this?
You know, here's what the reality is, the environment that we live in, there needs to be in this case, I believe there was a big rush to judgment. And that kind of is our society right now. We want things and we want it now. And, you know, they were charged before the investigation was even completed. And I think, again, that was a political move. That was the attorney general wanting to demonstrate that he's going to take swift action on that. And as we all know, sometimes when you do something quickly, you will make mistakes. And the charges that were levied on the three other officers are pretty heavy. And me personally, I think they won't get charged with that because, you know, if you've seen or read about the body camera, I'll use Officer Lane. Officer Lane, 4 days off on his own after training, requested twice to put Mr. Floyd on his side. He was worried about excited delirium. And, the veteran officer, and as you know, policing is a paramilitary organization, and rank and time on you respect. And, as that senior officer on that call, he said, nope, we're going to leave him how he is. And so you have attempts by Officer Lane to try to help Mr. Floyd. Even gave CPR in the back of the ambulance. So to say that, Lane didn't go out of his way to try to help the situation is ridiculous, and that'll come out in court proceedings.
How many officers have said enough? I can't do this. I'm leaving. What kind of a retirement rate? What kind of a spike are you seeing as a result of all this?
So I believe by the end of July, they'll probably be around 150. By all said and done, the number that I'm getting is potentially around 300. And of a department of 800 plus, that is, a quarter of the department that you can't just hire very quickly. So they are going to see a very large staffing deficit, I think, here shortly. And I think that's why they're also trying to scramble to see what else they can do to help with that. And, I don't know how many other departments from around the state want to go into Minneapolis and help again. You have the leadership of that city and that police department not knowing what to do. And
I hope those 150 officers know there's plenty of homes for them that would not be anywhere near as hostile as that. We pray for the good men and women of law enforcement all the time. It's just an awful situation they're in right now. I can't even wrap my mind around it. Brian Peters, thanks for the time. Thanks for sharing the story on What's on Your Mind.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's up, Mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. It's the red, white, and you sale. You can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, Equinoxi, Malibus, and Cruises. We're still debating what the plural is on that one. Some of very low miles, payments as low as $199 a month, and all with a lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe asking the Dakota Access Pipeline to be shut down in court in the D.C. Some today on this program suggested, I'm done with this. There ought to be a boycott of casinos as a response. Some have said all casinos and that are, you know, that are Native American operated. This is specifically zeroed in on Standing Rock. So we just said, good idea, bad idea. 97% of the people responding, and we have hundreds of responses now on several platforms, 97% said good idea, 3% bad idea. So there's not many people that don't think that's a good idea. So we're going to invite somebody on from the casinos, just talk a little bit about it, because I think they have to know that sentiment is there, and they've been good to do that in the past, so we'll do that and continue to follow up on that, okay? coming up on the program. How much is the golf cart at? I assume they're talking about our little auction today on our Flag Fargo website, am1100theflag.com. There is a auction today for a easy-go gas-operated workhorse utility vehicle. It's basically a golf cart, but it has the pickup bed behind. And it's right now the bid is $1,000, but the value on this is like $4,000. So it's a pretty good deal. Check it out and find out more. The bids close at 4 today. So got you an answer there. What else we got? Okay, let's see here. Aberdeen, we go. And Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to expound a little bit on your caller from last hour, the quadriplegic gentleman from Moorhead, I believe, who was forcibly escorted from a store.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that happened to the guy? I mean, my gosh.
Well, I can, and let me first stipulate, I absolutely agree with you. The guy was a jerk that worked for the store in how he handled that. No disagreement there. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a lot of recourse there, and I'll tell you why. You're going to go up the ladder, you know, look for the store manager, the store manager's boss, his boss, his boss, and then every step of the way, you're going to get told, well, that's just our policy.
Yeah, but it isn't. If somebody said that to me, I'd say, so it's your policy to treat somebody in this fashion, that's a customer. And meanwhile, let me show you the provisions that says for health reasons, I don't have to wear one.
Well, no, and legally you don't, but they are calculating. Somebody in a corporate board is calculating that they're going to lose less business by requiring masks.
Oh, you know what?
By scaring away people. I'm not saying it's right.
I understand. I understand you aren't. I just am frustrated by the idea that people would think that way. And by the way, that somebody, as a customer in the store, go, hey, that guy in the wheelchair is not wearing a mask. I'm going to complain about it. I mean, get a life. That's just ridiculous.
I won't go any place that requires them. And this just further reinforces my view. You and I are in agreement on that.
Hey, where are the people that are saying, I have a freedom? I have a freedom. This is the thing. I don't think masks in of themselves in the COVID environment, yes, no, mandate, yes, don't, you know, suggest, whatever, are going to make a hill of beans difference. I'm more worried about the mentality that we just as sheep will go along, okay, got to shut down, okay, got to wear the mask, okay, got to do this, okay, got to do that. You know, wake up! Are you free? Is this America? Or you just allow somebody to tell you what to do? My goodness. Somebody also sent out an information from that guest. I believe his name was Steve in Moorhead. That the Minnesota Disability Law Center could help with that situation as well, which is in Minneapolis. Legal aid, ndrn.org. It looks to be the website here, okay? Thought that might help as well. Dennis, a Montana listener. South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, North Dakota. We got you covered, folks. Dennis, where are you at in Montana, and what's on your mind?
How you doing this morning, Scott? I was just wondering, on this Dakota Access Pipeline, it seems like there's an awful lot of stoppage because of environmental impact studies and all this other stuff. Did we ever do environmental impact studies on trains and the impacts that they have on the environment? I mean, it seems like there would be people who would naturally be interested in shutting down pipelines for financial interest.
Yeah, I've heard that before, that obviously pipelines take a big dent out of the business model of railroads. There were fake checks. They were real checks, but they were a fake company that was set up to pay protesters in the Dakota Access Pipeline. And the guys, I can hear you in there. Kevin? Checks. On the checks it said, like, I don't know, I forget the name of it, but such and such railroad company. So somebody came up with a fake company to pay protesters and then try and get people to blame the railroads for it. Now, I don't doubt, you know, they were funded in some shadowy way by railroads, but I don't think you'd put railroad on the check. Do you know what I mean? But good point, Dennis. Good point. Where's the motives there, and are they subjected to the same, you know, obstruction? Folks, this all comes down to what America you want going forward. Donald Trump, reelected, means we take this stuff on. Joe Biden winning, it's a crazy world. I want to thank our fine sponsors today, including H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find them online at hatandsons.com. Some great things to help prevent airborne viruses from spreading in your home and business. Check it out, H.A. Thompson & Sons.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.